Ну, сейчас наша как бы заключительная часть и самое важное, поэтому я советую отложить все и слушать. Почему? Потому что все, что вы слушали сейчас, было как бы обзор, что новое, какая технология. Сейчас есть, я буду быстро overview, несколько курсов, которые мы подготовили для того, чтобы мы могли взять эти материалы и учить студентов. И многое из того, что тут мои сотрудники говорили до этого, и часть этих курсов, но оно уже с точки зрения преподавания, не с точки зрения, как делать, а почему больше, почему такие вещи и как это все происходит. Поэтому я буду сейчас пройдусь через это быстро, а потом у нас будет немножко времени останется. Кофе и другое для вопросов и тоже, что важно мне слышать, и поэтому, когда вы сейчас будете смотреть, думайте об этом. Что бы вам надо было, чтобы работать со студентами? Что вам надо, чтобы студентам было легче понять это? Что вам надо, чтобы помочь вам integrate, эти все материалы в курсы, окей? Это важно для нас, поэтому этот feedback I'm interested in, and I believe Sasha too. Okay. So what we will do, we'll focus on the how you actually use this technology in class and how this focus becomes to be not a product, not Windows 8, but new approach. New technology, new programming concept, new design concept. So this is where we're focusing. And many of the resources, as I mentioned before, are available on Faculty Connection. There is also a site in Russian, but on Faculty Connection, you have everything. Most of them, first of all, comes in English, and then it becomes to be localized. So here, if you need to start tomorrow, this is your place to look for. And also there are other things that you can look at. There are special software tools, there are some training material available, and articles, there are some events. So this is your place to find a lot what's going on. Generally, I look at the most of the materials that we have that are suitable for 4-year university courses and sometimes graduate classes or postgraduate classes. There are four buckets of information. So the top one show you there are today, five, six, there are seven different courses, there are seven different resources that you can use in different classes. Obviously, the first one is designing application for modern UI, app development. And app development for devices are really about Windows 8. There is also textbook and other focuses on specifics. There are Windows Azure, there is the phone, and there is also software engineering. So I will in my next couple of minutes I'll focus on those. And a little bit those, and see how we have time to overview maybe this one and this one. But if not, and all available, and again, we also, you can also go directly and download from Faculty Connection. So let us specifically now the first buckets of curriculum resources for teaching with Windows 8. Because university, you don't teach technology. You use it to demonstrate concept. So for concept of application development, these are three courses that cover probably three different classes. The first one is designing for modern UI. The ones that Nikita now presents, concept. Everything he spoke about, you can actually see in this material. There are 11 modules. that roughly about 20 hours of lectures. There are also labs, exercise, and other materials. And they are suitable for any students, not have to be computer science. Could be any student that thinking of development. Many, for example, web design and others developed by students that not computer science. The next one will be app development. And it's a more advanced course. Here you need to know programming. So it's really about computer science. Those who already studied some initial programming. And the third one, it's app development for devices. Here it's more based about projects and labs. And here it's, you really need to know networking a little bit, you need to know 3D, and you can build things like augmented reality, natural user interfaces and other stuff. And there are many materials available to support this, okay? And I will drill into this a little bit. So if we'll look at the designing for modern UI, as I mentioned, it could be course for students that don't need to program. This one, you have, can you read from here? Видите, да? Есть 11 курсов. Начинается from, it starts from very general aspects. What is UI, how you do, how it's a new Windows UI is different. What are the principles? How you organize styles. All these are built not only lectures, but also labs, exercise, and there are videos that you can watch yourself, or you can study how to present and what to do. So it's kind of trend-to-trainer material. And somebody was asking about application process, how you submit it. The last lecture in this one and the next one, it's app submission process. It actually gives you stages what you need to do. And from my experience and speaking to colleagues, it's very important to follow the rules and say exactly what your application does, because when it comes to Microsoft, when they test it, they look actually what you say it does. If it does what you say, you almost certainly pass the test. If it does less than you said, they will return to you and say either change description or change the implementation. Okay. And this is an example of the presentation, how it's built. So again, it could be used for you just to study yourself or for student. The app development course, as I said, it's usually we recommend to give it after the designing one, because it will help students to understand why the specific things are there and what the purpose for them. This one has a nine modules, and as I mentioned, the last one is about how you actually build your applications that you can actually monetize this, that you can make money out of this. You can do it either by selling it and making the price, or you can integrate advertisement and give it for free. So these all explain here, but also explain how you submit this. Now, this one is developed using HTML5 and JavaScript, and you can see this build student with some kind of essential skills that you need for programming anyway. So if you do software engineering, how you build a package, not just how you solve an algorithmic problem, but when you build an application, a package, this is one of the courses that can be foundation for this kind of course. Because it's not only, again, implementing your idea, but also building it in a context of it's being used, and you need to to use some kind of existing platform and some file systems. Now, what is also available here is the, for you, and it's available for free to download from Faculty Connection. It's a book from Microsoft Press called Programming Windows 8 Applications. This is about 500 pages book and developed by one, written by one of the Windows developers. And it's a very comprehensive book. So if you're interested, again, it could be your textbook for the class. You can, it's, you can distribute free for students. Or it could be something that you're interested to learn or something and to build a, another class if you wish. The last of these three resources is application development for devices. This one has three units, but these are more built for projects. So it, but it has also lectures, guides, videos that introduce the material, and there are examples of projects. It also provides source code, some example of implementations that you can use, and your student can actually build or change, implement this. There are very basic stuff like networking. What the kind of networking you need when you're dealing with devices and what aspect of this, for example, peer-to-peer connection or near computing communication, this kind of networking. And then you have specific labs and projects on touch and develop. And the last one, more advanced, about augmented reality. How you actually take pictures that you take from phone and superimposed on a real view, okay, and building this application. So, for example, for this module number three, you have three different labs. Every lab comes free as a source folder. There are some guides, presentation, and there are also, you have samples of source code and some example of projects that you can do. So this is quite a comprehensive material to get started. Obviously, you can take it or you can just look at this and invent yourself. But this material is prepared by people who teach, by people who actually took this and used this particular one. The guy is a Microsoft Valuable Professional, and those who Microsoft work with in testing technology, they're usually exposed to material earlier, and they use this in class. Another one, the standalone, it's HTML5. This is six modules or six lectures, 2 hours each, with some exercise and labs, and with an instructor guide, which has exercise and answers to exercise. This is why it's limited. You have to register to download this material. But it allows you, again, you, as a student, to learn and study and practice with HTML5. Again, built from academic perspective, kind of lectures, labs, exercise, and more academically oriented. Let me show you, maybe as a demo, the materials that are available. For example, for one of the courses, I just downloaded all the package as a zip file. It's about 300 megabytes. And you can see that for designing for modern UI, you remember, was 11 modules. They are backed in their assets, which is here programming exercise in labs. There are... Okay, sorry. Okay. You can see now? So I just downloaded all the packages app development for modern UI. And you can see it has a big document. For example, let me open this document. There are 11 documents, which is probably, how many pages? We'll see. You can modify this document. This is for you. You can take, translate to Russian. Every document gives you plan for the lectures, what you want to achieve, and then explain all the materials that are there that you can use as a handouts for students. It has examples of snippets of code and everything you need. Again, it's built in a way that you either can teach this material or just give student to read this and then do something else in class. It's up to you. I'm just very quickly go through the material and show you that it's built kind of in a way with a lot of illustrations and examples and all this material about design. How you build grid, how you select layouts, different colors, different sizes. So this is just lecture number one. And then at the end of every one, there are additional resources that give you a way you can go and read for more information. Somebody asked for, so every one of them will have extra reading. Now, if I go back and see what else. So these are just lectures, but then you have videos. You have, here you have 9, not 11, because some of them are combined. So every video actually presenter going through the slide and present and make a presentation to class. So again, easy for you to study. You can also decide to give to student to look at and yourself do project or something else. In addition, there are instructor resources. This is a PowerPoint, then you can see here all the resources that are available here. Actually, sorry, this is why it's 9. I switched to app development class. And we are talking about designing, but design it's 11. Okay, so remember, designing 11 modules, app development 9. This is why I switched. But all of them build the same way. You have instructor resources, you have all the descriptions and class content written as a booklets, and you have your PowerPoints. So if I open a PowerPoint, just very briefly again, you can see this is my Module 3. There is a lot of notes there to help you to present where to focus. But generally, you can go and cover this. All the presentation to show you, or students, how you do, how you develop all this stuff. So again, if you feel that Nikita's presentation was not enough, you have here probably 20 more hours of how to do stuff. And for reference-wise, I think this is probably the best way to study instead of taking a book, because it's built systematically in a way of modular ways that we used to, those who teach. And here, what advantages is very good quality of material. Now, Sasha is not here, but I think one of the things that we will be trying, and one of the reasons I'm here, we will speak how we can translate it into Russian and make it even more available. But it will take time. But today it's available in English, and again, you can translate yourself, because Most of the stuff is to create the slides. The text is easier to do. So again, take advantage of this because this is for you. Okay, I'm going back. So we look at this. Yeah. So just to summarize, there are three courses for teaching or using app development in class: design, app development, and devices. There is a book, and there is an HTML guide. So whatever you decide, you can build a postgraduate module, or you can integrate in your existing classes, picking what you want. You can modify slide, you can distribute, you can do everything you want with them. We're giving it for free, including the book. If you feel there is something else needed and more efficient, let us know, because we're developing this for you. If we don't hear from you, we don't do it. We did this because some people told us this is important, but specifically maybe for Russian audience needed something else and needed something additional. This is, you have your representative, or if he is not available, you can write directly to me. Another aspect that is important and we also promoting and be happy to support is a teaching with Windows Azure, with cloud technology. As you saw from previous presentation, a lot of vision on new Windows 8 is of unifying many devices or unifying many applications through the cloud. And this way, we are not only giving some resources for you to teach how cloud works, how you operate data centers, which are available, but also we give you actually resources to use it in class. I already spoke this morning about the Windows Educator grants that are available for students to do projects. For example, you can ask students to do project and they can go and get the passes or grants, or you can use them in class for yourself and get your passes here. As I mentioned on your enquete, just write down that you need it and we will give you access quicker, or you can go directly to here. We also have a support alias if you have any questions. Then you say, no, you didn't receive pass, so you need to extend this. This is your alias to communicate with. Now, what resources we are giving to you? So, you and your student will get two small computing instances or two virtual machines. So for a year, you can run in the cloud two virtual machines. On one, you can put server, on another, Linux server, or you can build some services you use. Now, you will get 35 gigabytes of storage for these applications, 50 million transactions that are free. You can actually get, and every student, 10 websites and 10 mobile services. So you yourself, you actually can create 10 websites and create some services, and this for free. 10 websites actually given today for several years for everyone. But for you, for teaching, we also give mobile services and media services. You can actually build your music in the cloud and website to operate this. In addition, we give you SQL Azure, a database with the two web editions, so you can actually build some biblioteca or catalog and access it through the websites. We give you access to Azure App Fabrics, so you can build services with other applications. You can host service, and you can transfer build some services that transfer data between different data centers. So it's quite a comprehensive set of resources. And again, you can do it for projects, you can build for class as a teaching, but also you can do it applications. So everything for you. In addition, we have the curriculum resources that help you to utilize the physical resources in class. We have 5 different set of resources. They're not as comprehensive as application development because they pick up some specific content. But one that I wanted to emphasize more is this one. This is the latest one, and it's a half semester course, and it gives you an overview of the latest technologies that are available here. Okay? And today, Microsoft Cloud provide you 3 different aspects of cloud. You can use cloud as a software, cloud as a service, software service, cloud as an infrastructure, where you just deploy virtual machine or server or SQL, or you use it as a platform where you develop and connect the services together. Everything of this is possible to do with us. Amazon, you mainly work as an infrastructure, and Google is mainly app development with their platform, where Microsoft provides you a much more comprehensive solution. Maybe if we have some time, and we have a few minutes, what I want to show you, it's a real cloud service. So I took this academic pass, and I opened a service for myself as a faculty. So I'm just logging in. And you will see what resources will be available for you to use in class. So this is the management panel that shows you the services. You have all the items available. Currently, what I do, I run storage account. I have storage I opened. I have a website that I just created. I have mobile services that I activated. And I opened database because I want to store some items. For example, I can go now and launch. I'll just show you, and all these services available here. So just think about this. It's all resources that we give you for free. It's like several computers you have in the cloud. What does it mean? How you actually do it? For example, I can very briefly open a new website. I say I want a new website, and this website I want, you see there are different examples here. I can create a database. I do just very quick one. I'd say Russian workshop. And this is a create a URL. I say create a website. And in real time, it's create a website. You can see here it's working. Oh, it's developed. Now I have a URL. I just click it there and see what's available. Okay, this website has been successfully created and deployed. There is nothing here yet. Okay, obviously I just created URL, so I just have a place. Now I can post something using JIT, TFS of FTP protocols. So I can upload something and create my site. And I can use Visual Studio or WebMetrics to author the sites. I can add database to the site. I can add different services there. And there is here its explanation. The reason I show you is that you can actually don't read much, just take the pass and start by doing this. You can learn a lot how to do it. It's quite a very developer-oriented resource. The same, I wanted to show you something about virtual machines, how you create, for example, create a new virtual machine. So my account allowed me to create virtual machine. I can actually create myself and upload, or I can pick up from a gallery some existing virtual machines. So today Microsoft provide you with 8, 9, what's called VHDs, virtual hard drives, that you can take, deploy, and customize. These are BizStock Server, SQL Server 2008, a new Windows 2012 server, and there are actually, we work with the other software distributions that use, for example, Linux, SUSE, Ubuntu, and different distributions. For people who are developers, you have to pay for this server, for example, like $50 per month to use it as a server, or you subscribe for a year, in a way that you buy a license. For you, this will be free. So you can, for your exercise, for your lab, for your practical, even programming class, you can actually pick up this virtual machine, deploy, and then go do exercise with student. And remember, you get this for a year, student goes the same for 5 months. Okay. Okay, so this was about using Windows Azure and resources available for it. This is an example. So the slide I have, some of the demos I have also screenshots, so when you receive them, you will remind you that you can see this as a demo. So we look at the apps, cloud, that connect devices with Windows 8. And devices, what we today give you some curriculum resources is Windows Phone. Unfortunately, what we have today is Windows Phone 7, and 7.75 is the latest, 7.8. We are updating for Windows Phone 8. However, most what we have are very much similar to what will be Windows 8, except the different hardware. But remember, Windows Phone 7 already came with the tiles. So all the tiles you have, the way you design, the way you operate, it's already here. The only what you're missing here, content with HTML5. Most what you have here, it's C# and scripting, but not HTML. But what you have, it's quite a good concept by Professor Rob Miles, for example. You saw it's translated to Russian. You remember I was showing you the top Russian resource? This was this one. So it's available in Russian too. There is also game development for phone, developed here. Very good, systematic way. Again, you can adopt this in class. There are classes using Silverlight, though we do recommend using HTML5 more. There is also class on how you do design for phone. Remember, phone has a very specific UI. And there are many concepts that you need to take into account. And here it's how you do it. And there is also curriculum, how you actually use, connect the device to cloud. What are the services available, how you consume services, how you do this. So this is one. And the conspect available. In addition to this, we have other material for game development and software engineering that again go hand in glove with this material. One of the classes that I didn't mention, it's a basic class on operating system that show you how you how the system work. Here, we actually provide you access to Windows kernel source code. Okay, this is not Windows 8 kernel source code. Okay, this is Windows Server 2000 and it's 2006 version of the source code. Very much for teaching purposes, it covers all the main stuff. It doesn't have security source code, it doesn't have energy module and devices, plug and play, because they're very sophisticated, but also it's a competition sensitive. But all about filing system, memory management, scheduling, all this here, and this is really a great example, even if you don't use in class, that you show student, because we not only give you the source code, but we also give you, in addition to source code, give you the specs that were written by Microsoft developers when we started developing this source code. So it's give a good example how you actually design big system with not just one application, but there are many aspects. How you spec this? This because it's a communication language. The good designer need to write specs. Good program manager need to write specs. How you define APIs, how you set a priority. Great, great example here, and it's available for download, and it's available here. Another one I would recommend strongly, it's a Agile Software Engineering using Visual Studio Team Foundation Server. This is about how you develop project in teams, how you do versioning, how you do control, how you do testing, how you play role program manager, developer, test. And this is about teaching. This is developed by a professor from Canada who is did a really great job. It has labs. It has tutorial on using Visual Studio. And it built around the projects. Again, ideal for you if you want to set up some kind of a project class for students. The last one is about Kinect. You remember there is a Kinect for Windows, not for Xbox. So this one, you can do a lot of fun. And this builds like 2 days you can do. It's a workshop, so like 2 full days. Or you can divide into 8 classes. This also comes with a book, Using Windows Kinect with XNA. It's about game development and using XNA technology. And this booklet about 200 pages, very useful for you, for student, for anyone. I think we're running a little bit over time, so I want to stop here.